Will we finish the race? Before I turn to my first scripture, though, I have a disclaimer. Back last summer, Tim Martins and Kelly Irvin were at our house helping me put up siding. Well, we were taking a break, and the topic of sermon and sermonettes came up. And I told him of a sermonette topic I had an idea for. And Tim said, that's a good topic. So that's the one I'm going to give today. But if you feel it really wasn't that good after I'm done, you'll know who to blame. But on the other hand, if you feel it was really a good sermonette, we know where the credit should be going for that. So if you'll turn with me to 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. And you'll probably want to keep your place here because we'll be going back to it a few times. The first part of that says, I have fought the good fight. Well, what kind of fight was he talking about? Was it a street fight? Maybe a gang fight? Or could it be the MMA or UFC cage fight? Maybe a wrestling match or a boxing match? Is the Bible talking about a physical fight? Let's look at the word fought. It's Strong's 75. To contend with adversaries, or the one that I like, is to endeavor with strenuous zeal, strive to obtain something. And fight is Strong's 73. But basically, it says the same thing. Now, Strong's 2570, the word good, means praiseworthy or noble or worth the fight. So he's not talking about physically going out and fighting. It's like saying I will fight for that job. It means work hard for it. Now if you'll turn to Luke 13 and verse 24. Luke 13 verse 24. Says, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Strive is the same Strong's number as fought. So you could say, it could read, fight to enter the narrow gate. And of course, it does not mean physically push someone else out of the way. So if we go back to 2 Timothy 4:7. The second part says, I have finished the race. Well, you know, that got me thinking too. You know, what kind of race was he talking about? Was Paul thinking of a foot race? Since he was a Roman and more likely attended the Olympics, or watched him on NBC if he wasn't able to get a flight or find a hotel. Was he thinking of a foot race, a drag race? And I got to thinking, no, he was obviously thinking of a NASCAR race. Because really, what's more exciting than seeing cars going bumper to bumper at 200 miles an hour? I mean, I enjoy it. Well, if we go and look at Strong's 50-55, for in that short saying, the word finish means completed process, accomplished or fulfilled a goal. He was nearing the end of his life and he knew he had endured to the end. Strong's 1408 can be used for the word race or course. Just means the course of life. You don't need to turn there, but Acts 20:24 says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life of any value or dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Now if you'll turn to 2 Timothy 2 verse 5. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 5. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. And we will be crowned too, as long as we keep obeying the rules, like keeping the Sabbath, the holy days, and the commandments that have been set before us as requirements for obedience. You don't need to turn there, but James 1:12. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I mean, this isn't just a once saved, always saved race. I mean, that'd be a very short race. You get baptized, say you believe in Jesus, and that's all good. But that'd be a very short race. This is more like a marathon. We'll be in this race the rest of our life, and we have to endure through it all. Paul told us all this when he was about to die, not after he'd learned the truth. He didn't say that he'd run the race and finished it. He was telling us this after his life was almost up. Now, if we go back to 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, the last part of that says, I have kept the faith. Strong's 5083, the word kept means to guard, to observe, or to undergo something. And Strong's 4102, faith, conviction of the truth, belief, respecting man's relationship to God and of divine things. Don't need to turn there, but Matthew 28:20, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. We're not in this race alone. We have Christ there consistently cheering us on. And you don't need to turn there either, but Matthew 8:5-10 and verse 13. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, another one, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, Assuredly, I say to you, I have found no such great faith, not even in Israel. In verse 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. This is the same faith Paul was talking about, Strong's 4102. You have to have this faith and belief in Christ in order to have the conviction of the truth. Paul is talking about in 2 Timothy 4 and 7, fighting a good fight, finishing the race, and keeping the faith. But he is not saying that he is the only one that is going to get the crown. That only one person could be the winner, like in a race, a NASCAR race, or a foot race. Only one person can win. All of us in this room, at this time, 2,000 years later, are in that same race. It is not that only one of us is going to win. We can all win this race. In the Marines, we had a saying, we will never retreat, never give up, and never quit. And that's how we have to be in this race. So will we finish the race?